speech here, even when it comes to kitty cats.
Now, we all know cat-owner relationships can fizzle over time.
Yes. Yeah. When you first meet your cat, it's all so fun and new,
sure.
And you bring him back to your apartment, and the two of you play with string day and night, and you think, I'm not alone anymore.
That's the honeymoon period.
But then
right.
Time passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was with my tuxedo cat, Thomas, for about 6 years, and then one day I suddenly realized he would rather sit on the dining room table and clean his anus than curl up on the futon like we used to.
The spark is gone.
Yeah, sounds pretty lonely. Yeah.
It is, but, you know, you can spice things up again.
Well, tell us how to do that, Melissa.
Yeah. Well, the first tip is to play with your cat.
Okay.
Simple enough.
Like
yeah.
you used to. In the book, I recommend putting a magazine over your cat while he sleeps.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he wakes up, he moves the magazine around.
Okay. And, but this cat still doesn't respond. Should you give it away? Or?
No. You just want to get more cats. The more cats you have, the more chances you have of being loved by them.
Good night, sweetheart.
To go. I don't know about you, but I learned a lot about 1954 thanks to the internet and artificial intelligence. I forgot. If a radio and TV certainly learned how to expand their news coverage back in the day, and I found this little tutorial here to give an example. So I'll leave you with this. Have a good night.
It's a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming. Here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon, when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window, and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
It happened right over there.
Oh!
I'm an old man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this around the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one reason. Others say it's because of some other reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So, obviously, a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
W-D-O-G. Hey, yes. What do I do now? Roller rink? Oh, that sounds fun. Sort of a roller rink.
On the wall.
made a mess of 1954. Now we jump ahead 10 years to 1964. I know I really enjoyed 1954. Check this out. I enjoy 64 even more. Professor T.E. Magnetron, and we're doing 1964, as you know. I was actually alive in 64, but I had not yet achieved total consciousness. So I did have some help with this show. Our friend, a radio user out of Hamilton, Ontario, has helped along with the music selection, which I greatly appreciate because I definitely had some gaps in my knowledge.
Birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I left my the breeze that you left me crying, baby, sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, cause you told me so. I've no intention of letting you go, just as long as you let me know. You won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
Of a number of Lennon-McCartney compositions we're playing tonight that the Beatles actually did not play, but sold off as a songwriting duo, so excellent tune. Next up, Dave Clark 5, and man, these guys could rock!
Working on, baby. Working on. Oh, you're driving me crazy.
guys, the Kingsmen of Louie Louie fame, that was actually really good.
An arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell to you. An arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell to you. When I do it to you.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't be going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby. In case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head. Thank you. pretty sure you're gonna knock them down.
Yeah, so the dilemma we have when we work with 1960s recordings in general is, do you try to use the new remixes or remasterings, or do you go for the original mono 45 sound? And pretty much I'm going for the original mono 45 in most cases, because it doesn't matter on WDOG, as long as the fidelity, I'll pass that.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me down. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Okay, so I did look at the Billboard Top 100 for 64, which I don't, you know, I try not to play too much popular stuff, and I see Beatles, home. Man, those guys owned it. And I should have just done a Beatles show, but no. This will be our first Beatles, actual Beatles song. And I found this, again, a mono 45 pressing, so hope it sounds okay.
And and say goodbye.
That was just a song from the great Roy Orbison.
Of course.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water.
Come a little bit closer.
the south. Who'll send you back to Walter? Your mama and your daddy done told me, baby, not to bring you to the south. I brought you to the city, and the bright lights knocked you out.
I'm gonna send you back to Walter.
Completely different. Not rock and roll, kind of jazzy. Great tune. Girl from Ipanema, maybe? Ipanema. No. Ipanema. Here we go.
And thin and young and lovely, the gal from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes. Can't you tell her he loves her? Yes, it would keep his heart gladly. But it's late when she walks to the sea. She looks with her head not at ease. Thank you.
Another Lennon McCartney composition. This one performed by, I think, is it Peter and Gordon, I believe, the brother of Paul McCartney's girlfriend at the time. So, anyways, difficult not to play Beatles songs for this 1964 show, but we'll get another one in soon. Luckily, we have Diana Ross. The Supreme!
Make you stay away so long, cause baby, pick. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Tell me.